When Sharon Anderson started working for the Petersburg School District, there were no computers. She used a typewriter and sent everything out by mail. She was hired 26 years ago as the assistant to the superintendent and school board.
I can still remember when I was all excited when we got our first fax machine, and that opened up a whole new world.
Some years later, Anderson got her first computer, which she says was so big it took up most of an office.
And then now with internet, it's just like a week later we can get things.
Sniggering in the background is Irene Littleton. She knows exactly what Anderson is talking about because she was working for the district at the same time. She was hired the same year as the assistant to the grade school principal.
Sharon, your office was actually just a couple doors down from mine.
That was before the district office building was built, so both offices were located in the elementary school. Anderson and Littleton got to know each other well. In fact, Anderson remembers substituting for Littleton during lunchtime.
And it was the worst, longest, horriblest hour of my life every day. Kids would come in, need splinters and out and all sorts of things. And I have never worked that much around children. And it was an experience.
Littleton liked the grade school's bustling environment. She says it made every day different.
There's a lot of action and a lot of funny stuff. Kids are hilarious. And you just, like, I stopped by there this morning to help out with a couple things. And it was hopping still.
Lately, Littleton has been at the district office training to take over Anderson's job. Anderson says it's a little different.
It's more secretarial stuff that we do over here and reports, lots of reports.
There is also clerical work at the elementary. Littleton kept records and files for students and immunization reports for the state. But the office is also located near the school's front door, and there were always reasons for interruptions.
Tons, constant interruptions, yeah. It's some days you wonder how you got anything accomplished, but it happens and it's fun.
Now the story gets a little bittersweet. Both Littleton and Anderson have chosen to try something new after 26 years at their respective jobs. And as Anderson says, it hasn't been an easy decision.
I'm old enough to retire now, so I am choosing to retire. And I will be moving back to Texas where my parents live, and they're getting older, and I would love to be there for them.
Anderson says that it's a particularly hard time to leave the district to Littleton after all the transitions she's seen it go through.
She's really lucky because we have an awesome board right now and an awesome superintendent, and they are hardworking and they really do their homework. So there's not a lot of coddling that you have to do with them. And I mean, it's like the best of the times that I'm leaving, which is kind of sad. But it'll be great for Irene, and they'll all really be a help to her.
For Littleton, the decision to switch jobs from grade school secretary to the district office was a practical one. After a lot of thought, she decided the timing was right.
Financially, it's a better move. Retirement-wise, it's a better move, and so I just thought, you know, I should do this and challenge myself, and I am.
But the right decisions aren't always easy. After so many years at the grade school, Littleton had her job down tight.
I will miss my job at the elementary. The students, the staff, they're my family, and it's been a big transition for me after 26 years of doing the same thing and seeing the same people every day. But it's you know, it was my life, and I appreciate every one of them so much.
Littleton officially started at the district office at the first of the year and will be training with Anderson for a few weeks. Anderson plans to stick around Petersburg for a while longer.
She will be a phone call away.
Oh, yes.
And she's not leaving town quite yet, so I'm sure she'll be stopping by to help me out once in a while.
Absolutely.
Taking over the reins at the elementary school's office is Sina Warhatch, who grew up in Petersburg since she was 7. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.